This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah 59:19. It says there, "When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will rise up a standard against him." End of quote. A big promise for us to claim. In Isaiah's time, the nation was filled with wicked and rebellious people. God would not listen to their prayers. Chapter 59 verse 1 says, "They prayed, but the Lord does not hear. Not because his ear is too dull to hear, but because of their iniquities and unrighteous actions have separated them from God. Their hands are stained with blood, and their fingers with guilt. Their lips have spoken falsely, and tongue said wicked things." Verse 3. "They said lies. They conceived trouble and gave birth to evil." Verse 4. "They pursued evil schemes, and acts of violence marked their ways. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their paths." Verse 5. "The Lord God looked, and he was displeased because there was no justice. And then he looked to see if there is any one man to intercede in his presence. He did not see anyone." What a sad and pathetic condition. Is this the condition of the United States of America and the countries of the world today? Wickedness, crime, injustices and immoralities abound around us. Verse 15 says, "God looks down from heaven to see if any one man here on this planet earth come to him as an intercessor, to stand in the gap between wickedness and God in heaven. Is there anyone?" You see, God's preferred way of doing things on this earth is by responding to his people's prayers. He raised people to pray. Would God do without his people's prayer? Yes, he can and will. However, first, he always looked to see if anyone there to intervene or stand in the gap in prayer, seeking the face of the Lord. Remember when Daniel stood in the gap and interceded for Judah during their exile in Babylon, God fulfilled his promise of restoration. Verse 15 and 16 says, "God looked down from heaven, but because he has not seen anyone, he said he's going to act by himself." Interestingly, the garment God puts on to face the enemy resembles the armor believers puts on that Paul explains in Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 17 to 18 says, "For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with a seal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies." End of quote. Then our today's beautiful insight appears in verse 19. "When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him." End of quote. Dearly beloved, God will place his armor and goes to fight when the enemy comes in like a flood against him and his chosen ones. The Spirit of the Lord has already set a boundary for iniquities and wickedness. He says, "Enough is enough. Now I am going to move in with a vengeance." When the boundary is crossed, the Spirit of the Lord will see it for sure and raise up a standard against God's and our enemies. Beloved, are you facing enemies? We experienced enemies suddenly comes in like a flood when we start bearing fruits for the Lord. The darkness cannot cope with the light and its good works because the light exposes the darkness. There is always fight between light and darkness. When you start doing something good for the Lord, suddenly enemy comes from unexpected sources like a flood to stop what you are doing. You see, TeachBible.org ministry has experienced work of the enemies via anonymous and condemning and threatening letters and in other ways. Dear ones, thank you for your prayer support. I appreciate that. Sure, we pray for our enemies of this ministry as well. The enemy comes in like a flood, confirms to us that we are doing the work of the Lord, reaching out to a lost world. All praise and thanks only to the loving Lord who loved us, who uses this feeble ministry to touch lives around the world. Glory to God only. But our Bible insight today, one thing is sure. Listen, in such times, the Holy Spirit will raise a powerful standard against your enemies so that he or she cannot cross the boundaries. You see, God will go to war for you with the breastplate of righteousness and helmet of salvation and garments of vengeance of clothing. God and His Spirit will repay their deeds. He will repay accordingly. The Lord will fury the adversaries. Surely He will recompense the enemies. You see, what we face are spiritual battles, and our weapons are not physical or carnal. Our weapons are spiritual. Our weapons are prayer in the name of the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, praise and worship, and the use of the Word of God. Nothing can stand against these powerful weapons. Beloved, you are protected by these powerful weapons day and night. Romans 8:31 and 34 says, "If God is for us, who can be against us? Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and he is also interceding for us." End of God. The God of Nehemiah is our God. Remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will rise up a standard against him. Picture your enemy and the Spirit of the Lord standing against him or her with a standard. Leave it there in the hands of the Spirit of the Lord. He will not allow the enemy to cross the boundaries without severe and dangerous recompense. Dearly beloved, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, you need the help of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and to face life's challenges. Come to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior today. He shed His blood for your sins. He loves you. He calls you to come to Him so that He can bless you and keep you safe. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, thank you we can come to you and pray in the name of Jesus Christ for help and deliverance. Lord, I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood, died and rose again for my sins. I accept Him as my Savior. I pray for your help. I know your Spirit will set a standard against enemies when they come in like a flood. I submit the problem I am facing into your mighty hand. I love you, Lord. Guide me in your truths every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.